What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We are sitting next to one of the best players in the NFL, one of the best giants of the last number of years, one of the guys I have, honestly, the most respect for on this roster, and that is Dexter Lawrence. Dexter, good morning. How are you?
How are you doing? I'm good.
We're doing great, and, you know, things haven't gone exactly you wanted the way you wanted to with wins and losses, but you've just been the dominating force year in and year out. You don't seem to come off all that frustrated, but deep down, with the way you play versus the wins and losses, does it wear on you a little bit?
I wouldn't say it wear on me. Obviously, I want to win, and that's the ultimate goal, is to win. But, you know, it's the process. And right now, we're in the beginning of this new season, starting this process over, and you never know how it's going to go, so you just do all you can in the beginning to, you know, set yourself up to where you want to be.
You know, you came from a winning program at Clemson. Dabo Swinney, your coach, Trevor Lawrence, your quarterback. You guys won a ton of games there. And unfortunately, that has not been the case here at the Giants, as Gio has been pointing out. But I will say, there seems to be a little bit more energy around this team this year. I don't know if it's the quarterback situation, but Abdul Carter, one of your defensive line mates, now is showing. And I see all these little Instagram snippets of some of the things he's doing on the field, which are ridiculous.
Yeah.
How excited are you, number one, to have him? And how important is it going to be for you guys to be the leaders of the team this year?
To start, D-line always leads the team. No matter what.
Let's ease with that. Well, that's a good way for you to think, yes.
Yeah, right. But, you know, adding someone like Abdul, who's just, you know, instinctively gifted and, you know, knows how to play the game of football pretty well. And, you know, he takes it serious. And that's what you want to see, is he's football first. And having a guy like that is going to bring the D-line to the next level, and I think that's what we need. And I think he's keep showing up in practice and keep training through this training camp process and enjoying that process. I think there's nowhere that we can't go.
Is this training camp different a little bit different? Has Brian Daboll been a little bit more demanding? Is it more competitive? Is it different than the last 3 years that you've been here?
I take the years for as it is, and this year I think he's come in and he challenged us more. And, you know, he's demanding a little more each and every day, and because he knows what it takes, and we all got to buy into the coaching and buy into the team and each other so we can go wherever we want to go.
Talking to Dexter Lawrence, there to me, the biggest compliment that I could give an NFL player is that when I'm watching you, you make it look easy when it's far from easy. And there's two guys, defensive tackles, that I've watched in the last decade that make it look easy at times. You and Aaron Donald. When did it click for you when you're like, because you line up against someone, you're winning that battle 99% of the time.
Yeah.
At what point did you click and you were like, all right, like, I'm the man now?
I think more than a click, it was just is the process from my rookie year type of thing. Every year I wanted to grow and get better and learn and figure out why I'm doing something or why I got to do it this way. You know what I'm saying? So I think once my mind kind of shifted to, you know, understanding my position and honing in on my craft and thinking, just taking my time and think through whatever I'm doing, that's when my game started taking that next step. And I think it's always, I say, chase that feeling. So once you feel it, try to chase it again, wherever that feeling was of winning, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. That's kind of where the steps have been and, you know, the process has been.
You know, most people love quarterbacks and they love wide receivers. They got all their jerseys and everything. You got one of the best-selling jerseys by Giant fans by far. I mean, that's how much Giant fans love you and appreciate you. Gio's favorite player of all time is a guy by the name of John Randall, the maniac from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Was at three technique, which is the same position that you play. I interviewed him the other day and I asked him, I said, what's it like always being double teamed?
Mm-hmm.
Because I would imagine that opposing offenses are trying to find out where you are lined up. You're not always lined up in the same spot, and you get double teamed quite a bit, whether it be a run or whether it be pass protection.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
How frustrating is that?
It's very frustrating. Then they start making up schemes to, you know, double team you when they not supposed to.
Yes, exactly.
But it's part of the process. I mean, the game. Like, and Coach Dre has got my mind right for it each and every year that more and more double teams are coming. It's just the process, and you got to keep fighting through those processes and don't grow weary of, you know, you getting stuck on this play. Like, keep battling and learning how to split it and, you know, manipulating things and, you know, putting yourself in different positions, like you said, like playing across the whole line to, you know,
try to free yourself up a little bit. You know, the interesting thing is that it's not just about bull rushing or swimming or spin moves and all that stuff for a guy like you, because you're internally.
Right.
But there's a lot of ETs and TEs, the stunts that you work with your defensive ends with.
Yeah.
I'm saying a year with Brian Burns, does that help? I mean, like, you understand what kind of player he is now?
Yeah. So, and the challenge goes to him, you know, is we're not going to see a lot of passes. We know that. We're going to see a lot of hard counts, play actions, you know, things like that. So playing more physical in the pass game necessarily to, you know, take that next step and make plays that we wasn't making last year.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of offensive linemen who have sleepless nights when they're about to play the Giants and have to block you. Is there a reversal of that? Is there a guy in the league that you're like, man, like, this guy sometimes gets the best of me occasionally? Is there anybody in the league?
Nah, nobody keeps me up.
I was hoping for that answer.
Well, I mean, listen, when you're one of the best, that's the way you should be feeling, you know? And I'm thinking about your schedule. Everybody's talking about it. You know, I know you're not immune to that. Everybody knows what it is, you know, that you start in Washington, then you go to Dallas. Yeah. And right out of the gate, 2 weeks in, we're going to know who the Giants are. Give me your thoughts on your schedule and the beginning of the season.
It's just starting fast. Like you say, we played the Commanders' first game. So, you know, through training camp, you preparing for that first game. And you got to start fast. Start fast when you come on to practice. Start fast in the first quarter of the game. Just jump on top and, you know, be confident in yourself and the team and the work we done put in. And, you know, and this only can go wherever we want to take it.
What's it like playing against Jaden Daniels?
he a little slippery. You know, that's some guy. That's a guy you gotta, you know, you game plan for him, and you gotta take it serious when you're going against a rookie. Though last year he was a rookie, you had to take it serious, and now he's, you know, got a little more experience, got some more knowledge, and we gotta go out there and attack him, and don't be just be prepared for whatever, because, you know, he's another one of the special guys.
You know, the one thing is Abdul Carter is fast.
Right.
He is speedy.
Not as fast as me, but.
maybe in terms of height and weight, I think when you look at it that way, I could understand that. But I feel like your defensive line is more athletic than it has been since you got here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's just to keep building on that. You got to keep building on, I think, like that's like me, the D-line leads, and that's, and the guys up front got to be good leaders and good examples of leadership and work ethic.
Who's the leader on the? I know you're a great player, but that doesn't mean that you really want to be the vocal one. Right. I mean, like, you know, Ray Lewis wanted to be the vocal one. He was the vocal one. He never shut up during a game, and he was yelling at his guys. Is there somebody that has that personality on the Giant defense?
I say Bobby Okereke. You know, I respect my middle backers, and you know, he's a guy that leads all the time, that uses his words, that's, you know, comfortable in that position. And I say myself, and I lead a lot as well. And it's just subtle things, maybe just a couple words to you or whatever. It's just different ways of, you know, communicating to people, and that's what you got to be.
I've seen a lot of NFL film stuff with you, and you are just funny as hell when you're, like, busting the balls at the offensive linemen and stuff. I mean, do you do any research on those guys, like, beforehand to start ribbing them, or is it all natural?
It's all natural, honestly. Yeah. It's all natural. Whatever comes, I try to keep it PG.
Yeah.
but whatever comes to my head is coming out.
I got to believe you and the Philadelphia Eagles have got to just be going at each other constantly, as good as they are on the offensive line. Mm-hmm. Are they the best offensive line that you guys see?
Last year, I would say so, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, they seem to be really tied in well together. They work well together. Yeah. They're able to replace, you know, all-stars, all-pros at both left tackle and also at center. And I would think that, you know, that's still going to be, ultimately, that they're going to be the standard bearers when it comes to offensive lines. Them, I guess, I think, in the Dallas Cowboys.
I mean, yeah, and, you know, and that's all in our
Or the Detroit Lions, and the Detroit Lions, for that matter.
All in our division. So, like you said, like, we got to start this process now of preparing for the whole year. And, you know, when the year comes, you take it week by week. But right now is where you get your dog days in, and you grind, and you sweat, and you bleed with each other.
You like the nickname Sexy Dexy, because that's what he calls you?
Oh, yeah, I'm not the only one.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Okay. It's fitting.
Yeah, I mean,
I asked him if he was going to call you that.
Oh, it's just when he's sitting here, it's weird.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. You know, I like saying it when he's not sitting next to me.
I know, but you legitimately love this guy.
I do. I mean,
is it with you in defensive tackles?
I don't know. I mean, I played very sparingly in high school, and I understand how hard it is. And it's just like, I don't know. And I got to, when I was in Pittsburgh, I got to watch Aaron Donald in college and him dominate. Mm-hmm. And just seeing him, it's just like the respect of just manhandling people. People, and then constantly, and on a team that's, you know, had a lot of losses, is really what it comes down to. And
I was going to say, Gio was an offensive lineman in a high school out here in Long Island.
Okay.
He was a guard. He'd be like one of the guys you would be going against.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
Yeah, no, oh, goodness is right. But yeah,
you want to bull rush him right here?
No, it's okay. No. I don't want him to get hurt. You know, I mean, we don't need Dexter Lawrence getting hurt.
I mean, you steamrolled Sean Marash.
I did,
coworkers.
I did pancake him. But you know, I know it's all about winning in the Giants and the Super Bowl. But I mean, you are on. It sounds like I'm kissing your ass too much here, but you are on a Hall of Fame trajectory. Is that something that's on your mind if you put together a couple more years here that you're going to put on that jacket?
For sure. And I think that's the ultimate compliment. And, you know, as these years been going, like, that's the next step. You know, the next steps are, you know, keep building and whatever your next goal is. And the next goal is, you know, keep being consistent enough and, you know, doing what you do to be a Hall of Famer. And that's my ultimate goal.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, you are right there, and I can't even imagine being someone watching film going like, all right, I got to stop that guy this week. Like,
that's why it takes two.
Yeah.
That's why it takes two.
The center never wants to be one-on-one, do they? The center always wants a little help.
Yeah, they bring a little running back, too.
Last one before we go, because we had Russell Wilson here, and I was asking him, I was like, do you ever get angry? Like, because you never seem like you ever get angry. Mm-hmm. And like, we talk about the personality of him when he's talking to the media as opposed to what he is in the locker room. Is there a Russell Wilson that we don't know that's in the locker room, or is that liked him the whole time.
I haven't seen the angry Russell Wilson yet.
You haven't seen it yet? Yeah. I mean, I can't even picture it. Like him going, gosh darn it. Yeah.
You know what? He is going to be straight. You saw the cross around his neck.
Yeah.
You know where his heart lies.
Yeah.
And he is just going to be level. And I think that's what the Giants really want here out of their starting quarterback, at least now. Yeah. They want a guy that's been there, done it, it's been experienced, and is not going to be making mistakes. It's not going to be turning the ball over and not fumbling it and putting the defense in a bad situation. Mm-hmm. And conversely, on the other side of the defense, this defensive line now is built up. And that should help your secondary.
Yep.
I mean, you guys are tied in. More pressure, more tip balls, all sorts of things can happen. Because one thing you did 2 years ago, you got turnovers. Last year, not so much. Mm-hmm. I would think that you'd be working on trying to force as many turnovers as you can here in training camp.
And that's the emphasis. Just, like you said, just forcing turnovers, taking the ball, punching at the ball whenever you get a chance, playing the ball in the air, being aggressive playing the ball. So, like you said, the turnovers was a issue, and we plan on getting more, honestly.
So, we've been here a number of years. It's the first time we had a chance to interview you. It's really been a pleasure, and all the best this season. Keep kicking ass, and let's get some more wins this year, huh?
Thank you, man.
All right, Dexter Lawrence. All right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.